the next couple of weeks, I wanted to take some of the decorations off our Christmas tree. One adult suggested this, to look at these and why they're there and what they mean. It's called a chrismon, right? Some people say a Christmas tree decoration. That's true. A chrismon is one that has Christian symbols on it. So if you take a peek at this, what is this symbol? What is it? Can you see? What does it look like? It's a fish, right? Now, who notices that the gold part is a fish, but in the middle, there's some white sections here, and those are letters. Anybody read the letters?
I-X-O-N.
Very close to that. You know why it's almost that? Is these are Greek letters. They look very similar to an I and an X and other things like that. So these are Greek letters, and these stand for a phrase that is Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. Believe it or not, that's all said right there. If you take the first letter of each of those words in Greek, you wind up with these letters. What is Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, right? So that's what we're looking forward to, celebrating his birth on December 25th, right? Which is called Christmas. I thought you guys would have heard of it by now. But anyway, Christmas is coming up and we celebrate the birth of Jesus, who is the Christ and the Savior, right? So here's what somebody figured out. If in Greek you write Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, and take the first letters, it spells the word ichthus. Anybody here know the word ichthus? Let's ask the adults. Adults, does somebody know the word ichthus? Ichthus is Greek. And guess what? It's a Greek word for what? Oh, Jesus is always the right answer, except for right now. And guess what? It means fish, right? It means fish. We buy that. We buy fish. Guys, so ichthus is often written out. So nowadays, you see a fish on people's car or something like that. It lets you know that person is a Christian. Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, in Greek spells ichthus. My wife said I should try this on you. 8 o'clock, they didn't get it, right? Who here has heard of the ichthyosaurus? A couple, right? Ichthyosaurus is a dinosaur that lives in the water, right? So that's where ichthus goes into that. Ichthus means fish, and fish means Jesus our Savior, right? So that's what celebrating is. So when you come up for beans later, you'll see several bees on the trees. I know they stand for, right? But Jesus is the Savior, and they are reminded of that by this fish. All right? Thanks for coming up, guys. You guys can head back to your spots. There are other dinosaurs. There's other ones of these up here.